So gents, yeah, we had a whole bunch of applications for the presenter that we needed in light of Andy's let's say certain indiscretions, and the consensus is that actually we don't need another presenter, we just need to lose one. So this week we don't have Jav.
You're listening to the Host Unknown podcast.
Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Host Unknown podcast, the slimmed down, light version of the Host Unknown podcast.
The new and improved, I think, is the phrase you're looking down, looking for.
Indeed. I think that's exactly what we're looking for. Because we are Son Jav. So we actually have, it could say, you know, when Jav leaves the room, everybody else's egos can return to normal size because, you know, his take up so much space that everybody else has to kind of shrink. So
it does. And it actually feel lighter myself. You know, I'm not carrying dead weight.
Well, in this. Yes, that's right. You know, so,
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about myself today. It's so much easier when you don't have to carry.
When you don't compare yourself to Jav, basically.
When I've got time to think.
Yeah, exactly. And also not having to make up for the fact that he's just rolled out of bed. We're lucky if he's even, you know, got out of bed. Just sort of, you know, phoning it in from his bedside. In fact, I'm sure one week he just sent me a WAV file of just him going, uh-huh, yeah, China, oh, Andy, you're wrong. You know, and then we just sort of interspersed them, and
it worked.
Knew the difference.
No,
it
exactly.
Did.
Yeah,
it did. Absolutely. Comment. Yeah. So, what you got? What you got going at your end, Andy? What's happening with you in your world?
Well, it's been actually been a really busy week. It's
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, I am happy. It's Friday.
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday. What? It's Friday then.
Leave the sound effects to me. I've got the proper ones.
I know. Well, you know what? I am conscious. As we did manage to catch up 2 minutes ago, and it did sound very echoey where you were.
I'm actually sat in rather a large empty room at the moment
because Jav's ego isn't there to.
Because for a start, Jav's ego
soundproof the room.
But as avid listeners may remember, I'm moving home. And I've emptied out the place and was all ready to go. And then the broadband failed.
And
I've got to have an engineer visit. So I've had to come back to the original residence and I've got my desk set up in an empty room. I haven't got any of the right cables. If I play sound effects, I can't hear them. So I just have to sort of, you know, hope for the best. So, you know, playing this, I can't hear this, for instance. And even if I pass, I can't hear what's going on. I mean, it could be anything, right? Did we get to the good bit yet? Can I switch it off?
Yeah, you can switch it off now. It's okay.
Okay, great. Right, there you go. So I couldn't even hear that. So it's very odd, very weird. I packed my pop filter. I've packed all my audio cables. I'm in a bit of a mess. So this is not only is this light, it's raw and unplugged. This particular version.
It is actually a killer not having broadband. I don't remember days, but I have on my travels. I have ended up in locations where you couldn't even get a 3G signal.
And the panic, well, you've got you two broadband.
I do have two broadband connections.
Into your hand?
Yes.
You've got two broadband. And technically, well, I've got one broadband, one narrowband, because I've got one of those little, air card things.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've got a 4G device.
Exactly.
Yeah, just in case. But
I got one that plugs into the network itself. So it
yes,
the router
that did look quite
it'll
fancy.
Fail over. Yeah, I need to send you the picture of that, don't I? But where I am, I get between 3G and 4G, so it's not great, and certainly not broadcast quality, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows? I mean, as in the famous words of Stingray, anything could happen in the next half hour, or knowing us, an hour. So yeah, yes, all very interesting. So we've got a wide range of stuff for you. I'm looking at our show notes.
Yeah, we have the usual.
Literally for the first time, and so we've got Billy Big Balls. We've got industry news. We've got rant of the week. Yeah, I'm really going off on one this week. Jav still hasn't delivered his little people. He promised us like 3 weeks ago that he had one. So I don't know. I think we were right to cut the dead weight. You know,
he brings nothing. Brings nothing to this show.
Well, he certainly doesn't bring any little people segments to the show, and that was his. That was his segment. You know. So anyway. So shall we move on?
Sure thing.
What should we do?
Shall we hear Tweet of the Week?
Tweet of the Week. Yes, let's do Tweet of the Week.
Tweet of the Week.
So I have this one, if you don't mind. This is one from a guy called Jim Watson. And it wasn't so much what he said, it's more the article that he published. And this is a Vice article about how police secretly took over a global phone network for organised crime. And you may be familiar with this. And it was admittedly just over a week ago. You know, I was going to add it in last week, but we had a veritable feast of various.
Always good to have a backup story.
Exactly. however, this week, this is about a encrypted phone communications network called EncroChat, and I don't know if you're familiar with this or if you've seen any of this stuff in the news.
Now, I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah. So, imagine, Tom, that our group chat was compromised, and it went out publicly.
Dear God.
I mean, obviously,
my career is over.
Well, I think you know, you and me would be okay, but you know, the guy that we sometimes acquaint. Sometimes acquaintance
this is
of ours,
true. This is true.
He would be absolutely ruined. Yeah. Now, imagine if you were...
His extrajudicial love interest would be out.
Yeah, and then, it's not even worth thinking about it. That's just, you know, that's too much. That's too much. Now, imagine you were a kingpin criminal and you relied on these sort of group chats to conduct business. Business.
I'm large, I wear suits, I'm bald, and I'm on web chat. So, yeah, I'm a kingpin. I can already see it.
Yeah,
I can see myself sat on a big chair, a pinstripe suit, you know.
You just need the cap. And then, you're
laughing. I don't need to imagine at all.
So, this is what happened. The EncroChat communication system was compromised by law enforcement officers. And they managed to capture all communications from between at least March and June of this year. And, you know, the more you dig into it, this company that guaranteed the secure communications, you know, they became aware of bugs. You know, things weren't working properly or weren't working as they should. You know, some users reported they weren't able to wipe their devices as they should be able to, you know, by entering a PIN code and the device wipes. You know, they're saying that they put in the PIN code, the device isn't wiping. And the EncroChat tech support was kind of just saying, look, you know, maybe you forgot your PIN number or, you know, typical sort of help desk, you know, sort of the way some IT help desk people look down on the end users. And then they sort of discovered that there was this malware that was going through some of their devices, and certain models of devices were prone to, you know, these bugs. So what they did, they sent out this, you know, system-wide reset. But then the bug came back, but it came back harder. And so then they started to suspect, hey, you know, we need to cut this off. So they went to the SIM company. And, you know, it turns out that, they just started getting more and more paranoid. They're like, maybe the SIM company are in on it. You know, stuff just wasn't working. And by this point, you know, in June, they sort of sent out a message to all their users saying, look, guys, we're screwed. We don't know what's going on. Wipe your devices now. Like, we're shutting down the network. You know, which had people in a panic. But it was too late. You know, the horse had already bolted by this point. And, you know, people, they police, law enforcement agency, they've captured details on, you know, money launderers, drug dealers, you know, drug labs, organized murders, you know, extortions, robberies, hostages, And the fallout from this just keeps going and keeps going. It's absolutely phenomenal. You know, they recently found, I think last week, they found these shipping containers that had been set up to be torture chambers, you know, with sort of chairs in the middle of the room. They're all soundproofed.
Well, that was in Holland, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
That I saw Quentin commented on that. Did you see Quentin's tweet?
No, unfortunately, I've not.
Basically,
been on Twitter.
He said, "I don't think much of those torture instruments. They wouldn't be very effective." And I responded like, "That's a little specific, Q." It's like, how do you know? I mean, surely anything pointy or stabby or slicey is bad enough. But no, apparently that's not good enough for Quentin. So.
Yeah, utterly bizarre. But yeah, this was just an absolutely amazing find by the law enforcement agency, and you know, the fallout will still be going on.
Yeah, there's going to be lots more of that.
Yeah.
The thing that gets me, and I'm you know, looking at the notes you made. So, 746 kingpin arrests. I'm assuming that's 746 bald fat men in suits.
Of course, that's what I mean by kingpin. You know, you've actually combined this with the Billy Big Balls. So I was going to give a shout out to the NCA, you know, for this.
Okay, well, I tell you what then, let's immediately go to
Billy Big Balls of the Week.
Because we have the technology to do that. So let's blend in, shall we? Yeah, so go on.
Well, no, as you say, you can continue on that one. I think you were just, you know, 746.
Okay, well, let's tag team it. So, yeah, you said there's 746 kingpin arrests, 2 tons of drugs. That's a lot of good Saturday nights.
That is a lot. And some bad Sundays as well.
Yeah, exactly. I remember those. 54 million in cash. That's a lot of cash. 77 firearms. Okay, you know, not too bad. I mean, that's, you know, that's 1 in every 10 kingpins has got a firearm. But 4 grenades. I mean, is there like a shortage? I mean, if you've got 54 million in cash, surely you could get more grenades than 4. You know, or was it a bog off, or was it, you know,
maybe they're just samples,
4?
You know, that it
maybe, yeah.
You know, so, you know, how, you know, when you buy, you know, you go to a shop, you know, especially these market traders, and they're like, "Hey, my friend, you like this rug? You know, maybe you want this this lamp to go with it." You know, maybe it's like that. It's like, "Hey, I see you like these MP5s, you know,
yeah. All 77.
Yes.
buy, actually, we only want 75. Hey, you buy 77, we throw in 4 grenades. You know?
Exactly. It's a special offer this month, in the month of May.
Seems a little bit, I mean, don't get me wrong, grenades are pretty explosive things. You know, they're going to do a lot of damage, etc. But it does seem, if you're going to go, you know, all in, right, you've got a lot of drugs, a lot of cash, a lot of firearms. Surely you'd go up a, you know, up a notch on the grenades. Although, you know, they're not exactly subtle approaches, are they?
But to
gangland.
No, you've got to bear in mind, this is only stuff that was identified between March and June of this year. So imagine, you know, they've got stuff in transit, or, you know, they move things around. You know, throughout the, I don't think this is, you know, the sum of everything. I'm pretty sure that these guys, you know, keep stuff moving, and this just happens to
I'm
be,
sure.
You know, yeah. this particular bad quarter.
I wonder if when they find some more, and they find another 4 grenades, but it's actually the same ones that they're moving around. which reminds me of the, I think it was a Top Gear special or something like that, and it was talking about the rally car championships, and I can't remember that. I think it was Lancia wanted to get in and win the rally championships, and part of the rules are that they're supposed to be road cars, right? You know, obviously souped up, but their base is road cars, and you had to provide, I think it was, you had to provide proof of 300 road cars to the same sort of spec as the rally cars in order to enter your rally car. Lancia couldn't afford to make 300. So what they did, when the inspection team came round, they specifically found a car park that only had 150 spaces. they took the inspectors to that car park with 150 spaces and then said, we couldn't fit them all in this car park. We've got another one across town. Why don't we go for lunch halfway across town and then go to the other car park? Excellent. During which time, 150 people jumped into the car and drove around to the other car park.
Do you know what I like? You know, in a similar situation. This was many years ago, and my first job in a bar, and to this day, my favourite job in the world, being a bartender. And this was when the measures had changed in the UK. So we no longer used, what did we use before, you know, the meals? Was it ounces we were using or was it gills or something?
Pounds and ounces.
No, for drinks.
Yeah.
You know, the optics.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so we had that. And we had an inspection from Weights and Measures at the time. And they came and they did the downstairs bar. And we didn't have enough of the new optics for upstairs. And so what we did, as they were in the downstairs bar, everything was looking good. And it was, you know, they were looking around. And then we took them around the front by the restaurant and walked them up the stairs. Meanwhile, in the background, we went up the staff stairs, legged it upstairs and swapped all the bottles and the optics. you know, similar sort of thing on a much smaller scale. But I think in the world of audit, I don't think it is that uncommon. No. You know, it's very much a cat and mouse, isn't it?
But I still think back to the story. It is the original four grenades just being moved around. Show of force is what it is. These kingpins are like, look, we don't want these people thinking we're lightweights. We've only got four grenades. Try and get them back. You know, they've probably got people in the police evidence room, right, that can get the grenades back out. You know, so yes. Well, anyway, that was our this week's
Billy Big Balls of the Week.
And it was also this week's
Tweet of the Week.
We combined them both.
I'm a bit concerned here. Just tell me one thing. Is your calendar public? Right, have you got the link for this show? Is it public?
I don't. All I can hear is a very wheezy laugh. I think Muttley has joined.
Hello.
Oh my God, there's someone else here as well.
Well, we couldn't leave Graham here on his own, right? You've got the smashing security team.
Oh, my God. Hello. Talk about crashing us.
Oh, we've got the professionals.
Yeah, well, you know. We're VIPs, right?
Oh, you heard that that Jav's ego has left the room, so there's space for two more then.
Hey, I don't know. What's, I listened to the last show, and I'm all on Javad's side.
What happened with Javad? What's happened with him?
Oh, he's gone on a week's
detail. We outgrew him.
Or something.
He's done. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is tiring, Graham. It is tiring carrying people for so long.
And there's a lot of Jav to carry.
Yeah.
That you've replaced Jav, quite a lot of me. I like that you've replaced Jav with a middle-aged white guy. As your,
That's no way to talk about Carol.
Yeah, what the heck's your problem? We're not talking right now, actually, that person on the show.
I heard about that. What's that all about? By the way, when did you two get married?
Thank the Lord that didn't happen.
I thought your internet had dropped out, Carol.
I bet.
In 1 second and then suddenly silence. You know,
it's really hilarious because we have these fights all the time and I'm just like, I can't talk to you anymore. But I put this 3M film on my phone, like a privacy film. Yeah. And one of the downsides of the privacy film is it kind of makes the buttons a little bit less pressure sensitive.
Yeah.
So I sit there and you can hear me going trying to hang up on him angrily for about 30 seconds. It kind of loses its
it's the phone equivalent of slamming the door behind you.
Exactly, but like it never closing.
Yeah.
What's going on? Is Siri activating? What the hell's
happening? I know. Sorry. That someone said something about Siri and then it popped up.
I was told this was a highly professional.
Well, I was going to say. I think you guys are going to be so disappointed today.
What can I say, Graham? We've got your money. We've already spent it.
Our money.
Yeah. Smashing security money. Your money. Come on.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that, actually, if I may, yes. Tom. I listened to last week's show, and it seems you spent quite a bit of wonga down at IKEA. Yeah. And That seems to coincide quite nicely with our sponsorship offering to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
What sponsorship money? Tom, you said it was the... What? You said it was all for show. You said there wasn't any real money.
I've got to have some... I bought the furniture to put all those smashing security stickers on. I mean, Graham was handing them out like Smarties when I last saw him.
No, but seriously, I'm an IKEA fan as well. Yeah. I think IKEA is awesome.
Yeah, lovely. It's especially now in lockdown. Once you're in, there's nobody
there.
Are you doing
IKEA hacking, Tom?
Some of it. I'm hacking picture frames and stuff like that. I'm making magic mirrors out of the picture frames. I got a couple on the go at the moment.
Oh yes, I heard when you gaze at your glorious face, it gives you calendar information.
And tells me how much diesel I got in the car and how long it's going. How long it's going to take to drive to somewhere? And
so sad.
Do you align those things with the more unsightly wrinkles in your face, so you can look really young?
Yeah, he has one of those apps to make him. He's got a full head of hair. And
and when you say unsightly, I mean,
you're right. Characterful.
Oh dear. Hey, would you two like to help with the industry news?
Okay.
I don't know what happened today because it's my day off. And
I'm going to.
Can your newswire tell us what's happened?
Yes.
Yes. Hang on. So. Oh God! How do I
doom doom paste? This is really professional, guys.
Does this get edited?
No, it actually doesn't. No. guys. I can't be asked. It's live. That's what we generally get from Tom on a Friday.
Yeah. Okay, so Carol, how about you do that one? I got to tap on. It's on this. It's on the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know when you want me to.
Oh,
keep
I see. What are you? You're using the chat.
Yeah. So Carol, you're going to go second.
Okay.
And then, Graham, you are going to go fourth.
Okay.
And then Andy and I will take it home.
Right.
All right.
I'm sure you will.
So
I love being number two. Thanks, guys.
Right. So shall we? So have we? We've got some stories for the news. We might edit that out. I don't know. Maybe we won't. You've listened to this before. So Andy, we've got quite a few stories. In fact, I'm glad we got some help in.
Yes, our reliable sources over at the InfoSec PA Newswire has been very busy this week.
Indeed, our InfoSec Stig has been, as trademark, by the way, trademark host unknown, has been very busy. In fact, they were talking to me the other day and telling me that their annual appraisal said they needed to produce more content, and this is really helping. So, because they're feeling the pressure to produce stuff every week. So that's always good. So why don't we go into...
Industry news.
God, I love that.
It's like Radio 3. You know when they...
It's cooler than Radio 3.
We're going to have to start that again. This is the one serious segment we have, and Muttley comes and ruins it. Come on.
On Radio 3, they have these long pauses. And that was Brexit.
So the best thing is, you guys probably didn't hear at the beginning, but Tom actually can't hear the sounds as he's playing.
Yeah. Basically,
because he's in the middle of Moving House, he can't tell when it's when it's starting or finishing.
The broadband in my new place is screwed up. So I've had to come back to the old place to use the broadband.
It's like my mom blaming the equipment.
Yeah, but I packed all my cables and everything, so I can't hear everything. In fact, I'm just randomly talking in the hope that actually it sounds natural. Shall we start that?
Right, let's try that one again.
Right. Serious. Yeah. We're on this. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's
Gap
Industry News.
Floor fixed in hotels.com generator as Tesco Club Card users impacted.
Right, we're going to do this. I'm definitely going to edit this again. Okay.
Oh, this is the best cup of coffee I've had.
I think I need another one. This really is time for
industry news. Floor fixed in hotels.com generator as Tesco Club Card users impacted.
Industry news.
Billions of banking and social media credentials available online.
Industry news.
Malware uses postal app lure to send SMS messages and steal data.
Industry news.
Microsoft confirms takedown of phishing domains.
Industry news.
Fake TikTok app targets Indian users.
Industry news.
Alert fatigue and overload an issue for majority of security analysts.
Industry news.
And that, folks, was this week's
industry news.
You got
that. Look at that. Yay. Brilliant. Perfect. Yay. Absolutely perfect. Nobody will be able to tell where the joins are. Oh, dear. So how are you two, anyway? How's life treating you, apart from not talking to each other? And you know,
my life's great. Thank you very much.
Mine,
ever since yesterday, when we stopped talking.
Yeah, mine's the same.
I'm fine.
No, nothing wrong at all, is there? Why should there be anything
wrong? If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, dear.
But I loved that bit on your show last week when you were talking about the next door app, which I was rolling my eyes at. But the fact that people who have cash can't actually do stuff. It never even occurred to me because I don't leave the house.
Yeah. Is that agoraphobia playing up again?
No, I leave the house. I just don't go into any places other than my own house. I stay outside.
That's right.
Yeah. I haven't gone into a shop since February, no joke.
Seriously? What? Wow. Yeah. Where'd you get all your stuff?
I know.
Did you just send someone else?
Well, I have other people.
She's the valet.
Lovely people.
She sends out the help.
Who help her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very good to my delivery people. The Riverford man is on his way now, and I have a piece of cake waiting for him.
I
look after my...
I am a big fan of cake, but I do not think I would accept it if someone gave me cake that was unwrapped.
Well,
or,
he's the same guy... he's been coming every week, and at first, for the first 2 months, he couldn't have any, and then he finally broke down, and he's alive. And I haven't left the house anyway.
He takes
so
the cake,
like...
drives around the corner, and throws it out the window.
Yeah.
Carole's quite a good. I don't want to say anything nice about Carole, but she's quite a good cook. I have to say.
Yes, anyone threw out my cake, I'd have to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that Carole is a distinctly above average cook.
Oh, well, she's a chef. She once won a competition on the radio, didn't you, Carole?
Oh, you're such an asshole.
A cooking competition on the radio. It sounds like, you know, a brilliant media concept.
Yeah. I probably shouldn't.
I had to go on his local channel and sell this, like, I don't know, like menu. And then I won. And then they wanted me to go to the restaurant and cook for 100 people.
What, based on what you said about something?
Based on what I said I was going to do.
I mean, you.
And I just, for free.
I mean, presumably you just copied it out of a Gary Rhodes book or something.
Well, I suddenly got really... So, yeah, I didn't do it. I took
this
chicken
is
down.
The equivalent of Jav talking a good game about security and then someone actually hiring him to do something about it.
Yeah.
But the worst is I totally PR'd it up. Like, you know, it was the fall and I was like, I will use apples grown in Oxford, picked from the trees to make apple crumble, blah, blah, blah. Anyway... I have some other cool news if you want.
Oh,
news.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. One more the piece. Industry news.
Well, it is for me.
All right.
Sorry, not everything includes you, Mr. Cluey. I got a new domain for you know, for my other extracurricular activities. And it's a very cool domain.
What's that? What is it?
Oh, I haven't set it up yet, right? But I own it. So fuck everybody. Carol.wtf.
Nice. What?
Yeah.
Where's WTF from?
God knows.
I mean, who cares? I thought they all had to be countries or something, you know.
No, come on. There's art. There's dot art. There's
true.
Like loads of them now.
Yeah, that's true.
So
anyway, I'm very happy. How short and sweet
I
is
like
that?
It's very appropriate.
Isn't it?
Well, inappropriate, which makes it appropriate.
Yes. Exactly.
Just like my mom.
So I just want to remind everybody that this isn't the Smashing Security podcast. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to tell everyone this isn't the Smashing Security Podcast.
You're listening to the Host Unknown Podcast. More fun than a security vendor's briefing.
I thought I'd just crash you talking about your podcast, Greg.
Do you remember how many times Tom mentioned his podcast when he was on our show?
We had to cut
it out during the edit. About
I was invited. You just rock up.
So if anyone has access to Tom's calendar, you're more than welcome to click on the link and just join the show at any time.
Right.
This is like...
Zencaster bomb them.
Yeah,
this is like people that have, I don't know if you have it in, you know, see it in corporate environments, where in their signature they've got the PIN code to their, conference, just because it's easier, so everyone can see what the host PIN is and what the participant PIN is. Have it
the
all
thing
in
is,
one place.
You can have more than one signature and set one up, because I used to have my conference details in a in a second signature. So therefore, when I would send a meeting request, this is before integration stuff, you just used to add a signature and then it would all go in.
Yeah.
You know, so why don't I don't get it.
I'm one of these people that rarely uses signatures.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. These young whippersnappers in there.
No, I don't understand signatures, pink codes.
Okay, the irony of that is not lost on me at all.
Yeah, I think actually I am now no longer the oldest one in the room.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And who's popping a
number does your age begin with, Tom?
It's not a beer, it's canned water.
Oh, you're a four?
Yeah, he's with me. You're on your own, old man. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm 49. Rats. I know I don't look it with all these unsightly wrinkles, but... So where's Graham's? What, 50?
Yeah, all right. Anyway, let's move on.
Seven.
You're like Jean-Luc Picard, though, because what's his real name? Patrick Stewart, aren't you? Because he's always looked quite old, but he, in a way, he hasn't aged because of his lack of hair.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're similarly.
That's true.
Follicularly challenged.
Yeah. When I was born, I looked like I was 41. And like all babies, Winston Churchill.
Yes. And do you know that the sad thing is that Tom's young son or Tom's son, he has such a full head of hair. And everything about him, he looks like Tom, but, you know, a really young version. And
a younger, skinnier version.
Yeah, and I just have sadness in my eyes when I look at him, because if his hair goes the same way as his dad's,
Well, it follows the mum. It follows the mum line. So you have to look at your wife's dad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had full head of hair.
Yeah, so that doesn't work.
I think you look at the milkman, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Rude.
I wonder why my wife was baking all that cake at that time. It's for the milkman.
How is the Host Unknown podcast going? Because we kind of got derailed
a bit. Yeah.
Not going to lie. Yes, you did sponsor, and yes, we did see an uptick. We saw a very nice uptick.
What, you saw an uptick when we... Hang on a moment. It's not the way it's meant to work. No. We were meant to see an uptick when we sponsored you.
Did you not get another two unique followers?
I would say it's valid. Well, did you see an uptick? I very much doubt it. But
our servers are still straining.
I was going to start. I looked at your listenership figures last night. I just happened to be browsing.
All right, yeah.
And it was like, Jesus.
What do they look at
Jesus,
that?
They really don't need to sponsor us to get more viewers and more listeners.
Oh, I wish that were true. There are a lot of people that need to learn about security.
Yeah,
now.
This is true.
And a lot.
And our show's coming to an end, of course, as of our last episode. So that's it now, because Carol and I don't talk to each other.
True.
Well, that's why we have a guest, so we can talk through the guest to each other.
Or just record separately and just occasionally go, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Graham Grist goes, what? What did you say?
Sorry, it wasn't this. Would say that again?
Yeah, that's.
I particularly enjoyed the third point. So, right, shall we move on to?
Yes.
Let's move on to
next
something.
Next on the agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, next on the agenda is our sponsorship stuff.
Conveniently slid in there. Excellent.
It it seriously is next on the list as well. So have we mentioned any companies that, well, we've mentioned drug kingpins.
EncroChat. So,
EncroChat.
Yeah, so any other sort of encrypted communications companies, you know, looking for a bit of publicity, we're here for you. We'll take your money.
Okay. Well, given that I can't hear it, Andy, you're going to have to do the shout-out.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, you ready?
Host Unknown. Sponsored by
EncroChat.
Insert name here.
And other encrypted communications companies. So, folks, EncroChat or other encrypted communications companies, please contact us for sponsorship. I think a couple of weeks ago I tagged British Airways, and I don't know what, maybe their mail servers are down because they haven't contacted
really?
Us.
Really? Strange.
Yeah, exactly. Very
did
bizarre.
You,
and Tesla.
Did you give them your silver frequent executive club member?
Yeah, I think that was probably the problem.
Have you tried contacting Barclays at all? Because Barclays did that really interesting thing on their website, didn't they, where they were using the Wayback Machine? They were using for one of their JavaScript files. So they'd obviously deleted the file on their own server, thought, where is it? And so they linked to an old version of
excellent.
Wayback Machine and run it on there. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It was. Hey, that's developer thinking, that is. That's yeah. Or no, that's actually developer thinking. Fuck it, it'll work.
I'm not recoding
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right, we're going on to, let's see, we're going to do a rant of the week. Where's that?
Sorry, Tom, we ruined your flow.
No, yeah. Not at all. Thing to do of not a man at all. Of your it's absolutely. Zachy, yeah, so, you don't want to stop me mid flow. It's a bit of a.
I was just going to say, do you want us to piss off? But no.
Oh yeah, rub it in, why don't you?
This is also a rant that was covered on the latest Smashing Security podcast.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. So yeah, that's I'm right. Sure you'll have some input into this one.
Absolutely. Friends of the show, the Smashing Security podcast. Well. You know. Did you know that, Graham and Kroll? They're friends of the show.
We were half an hour ago.
Yeah, that's right. They're not friends of each other, but they're friends of the show. Okay, so let's see, rant of the week. There we go.
Rant of the week.
We're clear.
Damn, that's slick, that is. Okay, rant of the week. So this is the clipboard reading debacle that's going on. So iOS 14, and I'm amazed this hasn't been sort of done before, but iOS 14 came up with this notification system that every time something was copied from the clipboard, you'd get a notification. And as we mentioned to Andy, who is a lover of TikTok, as I'm sure you all know.
Big fan of TikTok.
TikTok was found to be reading the contents of that clipboard about once every, 5 seconds or something like that?
Yeah, it's like every 30 seconds or something. Yeah, let's not overinflate this. I mean, obviously, TikTok's the headline, you know, but I think...
Well, it was the headline.
Right, exactly,
that's the point.
Yeah.
And this
no one looked
rant.
Elsewhere, were they? But now they started looking.
Exactly. So, you know, TikTok is obviously a bit of a target and the first one to be looked at. Or the researcher who found this out was just a fan of TikTok and not a fan of other large, well-known apps. But, for instance, LinkedIn has been caught doing it. Yeah. Reddit has been caught doing it.
Yeah.
Although Reddit is...
New York Times.
Yeah, although Reddit is Chinese. So, you know, that goes into the whole...
Is it Chinese? It's
owned by Tencent, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's owned by...
It?
It's got Chinese yeah. owners, yeah.
Oh,
see,
I didn't know that.
You learn something when you listen to the Host Unknown
My
podcast,
goodness.
Or Karan.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, when it comes to Karan Graham, I think you should do more listening and less talking. So... anyway, the real rant here is, okay, it happens that, you know, that it's a bug in inverted commas or whatever. But to see it come out in so many high profile and in theory, trusted environments like LinkedIn, you know, the network for the business people owned by Microsoft. Yeah. Microsoft, I think on the whole, are fairly responsible. I think they're second only to maybe Apple in all of the big players when it comes to taking privacy seriously, you know, but, you know, as much as a large corporation can. But they're copying the contents of your clipboard regularly. Now, it seems to me that if it's a bug, then how come everybody who uses those libraries hasn't been affected, presumably because they found the bug and got rid of it. But they decided to leave it in, is what I can make
out. So is this, and is this not so much a paranoia that people are trying to do something nefarious, but rather just lazy development?
I think it's a bit of both.
I think it's a bit of both. But the thing that really concerns me is people use password managers. And most password managers...
Like LastPass, for example?
LastPass. Other ones are available, but LastPass... Oh, do you know what?
Well, I think a lot of...
LastPass!
I think a lot of password managers, if they do use the clipboard, they actually blank out the clipboard afterwards.
But after a period of time, I think it's about 30 seconds. Because,
oh, really?
Yeah, because I know LastPass has got the option where you can remove that or change the timing on it, I believe. But it's still a period of time.
Some also don't actually use the clipboard to put it into
you're right.
Well, they might, I suppose, maybe they do inside applications, but inside browsers, I'm not sure they do.
Well, it's a combination, is it? Because sometimes they autofill, right. In which case I don't think it does. Mm. But sometimes they can't autofill, the website won't allow or the application won't allow. And so you have to go into...
And you cut and paste.
You cut and paste, absolutely. Exactly. So, you know, there's probably millions of passwords out there in these companies that are probably not identified as passwords, but they're there, right? You know, and if you use that lovely man, Troy Hunt's, Have I Been Pwned and his password checker and all that sort of thing. You know, I type passwords in there regularly to see if they're on the database, etc. Because, you know, Troy actually, you know, despite being Australian, I do trust him. And, Have I Been Pwned site and check the passwords. And my passwords have not been, you know, the ones I've tried have not been compromised. But they're out there, obviously. And that's really poor. I mean, companies that are doing this on a regular basis, there's a massive breach of trust here. Hence why I'm getting all ranty.
There is, but my this is just my hunch. I think most of the big name apps which have been found doing this aren't doing it to scoop up your information.
No.
I expect most of them might be doing it for user interface or usability reasons, or there may be some...
I don't think it freaking matters.
Well, maybe
they didn't
doesn't.
Think it through, well, did they? Well,
but usability, I'm not disagreeing what usability? With
that. So, okay, Tom, let me give you an example, okay? So, you know, it's not an exact example, but you know how I like to go on a tangent. Say, you know, if you ever used a website on your mobile phone, you've got to type in text message. So you log into Office 365, for example, if you've got, you know, text message, you know, MFA set up. That text message comes in and it will automatically pop up in my browser and say, insert this message, you know, this code, because it's read my messages. You know, and to me, that saves me from opening my phone app, copying a number.
That's not an app. That's not an app. That's an operating system thing. That's a whole subsystem of the operating system.
But you trust them to do that then? So this is the thing. This is what I have an issue with. So you say, obviously, you like, Have I Been Pwned? You trust Troy Hunt. You trust his site. What due diligence have you done on that site? What do you know about Troy? It's an emotional decision that you're making on that, where you say...
He's got a jet ski, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a jet ski. He's tall. He lives in Australia. he likes to blog. I mean, what's not to like?
So my point is, you make emotional decisions on this. You're not actually basing it on fact.
And it's not pure emotion. Actually, I've read all the blogs about on how he set up his environment, how he protects it, and all that sort of thing. And I say I've read, I mean, I know they exist. Yeah. But
you've seen tweets that other people have written about how he knows his stuff, all right?
I'm an ex-CISO, not an ex-genius.
Yeah, no, I would argue the thing that bugs me about all this is that there's no way to stop it, right? Other than shaming them into changing their behavior. The iOS 14 doesn't stop this. It just alerts you.
Yeah.
So it just has this.
Well,
I'm sure
many things would stop working. That's the reason why it's not preventing it. I suspect.
Sure.
Sure. Apple only introduced that feature after the guys at MISC uncovered that lots of
exactly.
So it's good that they did that, and now Apple has responded. So our awareness has increased it dramatically, and all these apps are now getting updated to stop doing it.
But it allows us to make decisions based upon that information.
But it's because of shows like this and us talking about it that are going to force the apps that are dragging their feet to make the changes. So we can't shut up about it and say, oh, it's all cool, because it's not cool. It's Not very not yeah, cool. We,
I'm not saying it's cool, but all I'm suggesting is there may have been reasons to do it.
Excuse me, there's my Redford delivery. I'll be back
in a
moment.
You got the cake ready.
Don't forget the cake! Yeah, cake is actually code for drugs.
It is where she lives.
Lots of students around there, apparently.
Some Shatner's bassoon.
Some Shatner's bassoon.
So, I will actually say, I guess you old guys don't realise that cake is actually slang for something. It's,
It is.
We know. We've lived a little. We've watched episodes of Sesame Street. We know.
Ah, oh, I'm back.
Damn, oh, hello, quick. Girl. Nothing happened.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, we've just been talking about Shatner's bassoon in your absence, Carol. But
you turn your eye, turn your back for 1 minute.
So anyway, that, folks, was this week's Rant of the Week. Hooray!
Huzzah!
Huzzah! So, at the beginning, we said when Javad didn't turn up and we were carrying, one of the reasons is he's not, he's supposed to deliver the little people every week, you know, 2 minute segment. He hasn't. He has not done it. 3 weeks we've been promised one. It's not happened at all. So,
is there a reason why you chose Javad to deliver the little people?
Yeah.
I've seen the photographs.
Yeah, because he's a tall midget. That's why.
I don't think we use that term, Tom. It's vertically challenged.
Oh, he's the vertically challenged. Sorry, no, yeah. Yeah, you've seen the photos, right? He will look for anything to give him an inch of a height advantage.
So William Lau did some brilliant photos before, but what Jav didn't realise was that William sort of had full, you know, visibility of everything, like wide
angle. Yes, yeah,
so they could actually see the box that Jav was standing on in the pictures. Which he definitely tries to edit before he sends out. But we still have the original, so, you know.
I mean,
if we need to bring him down a peg.
I'm five foot seven, and I feel like I'm a giant amongst when I'm standing next to Andy and Jav. It must be how Dutch men feel, you know. we don't have a little people. We've got one. He had one recorded, and it had to go through some...
PR. We won't mention the company, a telecoms company.
No,
but,
that produces the is it the Verizon database data breach report?
Yeah, but
yeah.
We won't say who it is, though.
No, don't. Absolutely not. That would be just plain embarrassing. Oh dear. So we've actually got to the end of the show notes now, so we're screwed. Oh. We're just going to have to riff it from here. My God, this! If you thought the quality was bad now, wait for the next few minutes.
So what, do you do a sort of, and finally tonight?
No, well, that would assume,
the little
morning,
people.
That would assume
it is
planned.
Morning for all of us.
The little people is usually the last segment.
Yeah. Yeah, the little people. And then suddenly Jav gets serious and wants to talk about something because he's woken up at that point as well. Because normally he rolls out of bed, gets to the desk, you know.
He gets quite opinionated on your podcast.
He does, yes.
He's a little bit grumpy. But, I always thought Javed was such a happy chap.
Only after 45 minutes. He needs warming up. <That's right. laughs> Like a good bubble and squeak, he needs warming up just before, you know, to get him going.
Do you, Tom, do you want me to do a quick 1 minute filler to try and bring you to your show
Yeah,
notes?
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah. I've got something I can talk about.
We couldn't even pay for this quality before. and Carol, we're not paying.
We cannot pay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know who the chump is.
Over to you, Carol.
I want to talk about the value of providing positive feedback to people.
Oh, hang on, I've got a phone call.
It's honestly like having Jav on the show.
Do you see what I put up with? He doesn't even know how to mute his mic.
Anyway, do go on.
So You know, feedback is very important. You need to have both the positive and the negative, or the, you know, the constructive criticism to get you to the next stage, right? And it turns out that many people don't understand the concept of the shit sandwich. Yes. Have you heard of this before? Yeah. Right. Okay. So just for those who don't know, the shit sandwich is you give the bread is the good, right? So you give some bread, and then the meat or the filling is where there's a bit of criticism or some improvements to be made. And then you end it with another slice of bread. Yeah. Mm. Lots of good stuff. And I like to tell people, you know, I like doorstop sandwiches. Right, really heavy
on
the bread.
You need a lot of bread, yeah.
A lot of bread, right? Yeah. And then maybe one little smear of hummus.
Oh, shit.
And then another huge heel of bread. And I think that way, when people especially put their heart and soul into things, is a very important and delicate way to help them move on.
Interesting. There you go. Interesting. Do you know what? I used to work for PwC many moons ago. And I was a line manager on a particular project, and he had a really good way of putting the constructive feedback. His approach was even better if.
Okay, tell me.
Yeah, even better if.
Oh, that is good.
You know what I mean? Oh, hang on. I need to make a note of this.
Yeah.
And Carole said this was a good approach. This is great.
It might even be better.
Yeah. Even better if. So it's an approach of, you know, this is good, but, this is good. It would be even better if you tried this, this, and this. So it's a bit like, it's
like a diet shit sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Or
no added salt, reduced salt,
maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So I like that approach a lot, I must admit. Yeah. Unless it really is noted. Shit, in which case you're just going to have to call it for what it is, you know.
That is, I think
on the subject of feedback, I regularly use the Host Unknown chat to throw things I've written or insults, yeah, but throw things I've written or a presentation I'm doing to Jav and Andy, for instance,
right?
Because I know that they don't pull any punches, and sometimes pure honesty without any bread really helps, because actually you cut the crap in a sense. No, hang on.
But you have to be mentally strong for it.
So you're saying so you're saying that anything good they say is crap.
Anything good they
say. Which means you don't think much about what you sent them.
No, if I sent my Lost CISO series, for instance, 2 years ago I started that.
Right.
I sent a sample. I did like a little pilot, and I sent them a sample. Mm-hmm. And to paraphrase them both, they said, "Your career will end if you air this."
So they had nothing positive
to
say.
No, absolutely. And
just slapped your face with a piece of ham.
Don't get me wrong. I knew it was rough. I knew it was rough around the edges, but conceptually, I thought it was all right. But no, it was you know, too much needed to change, and so I left it for a year, and then you took it all on board and did it. But you have to be in a certain place with people to do that. I remember a presentation I did. I was walking out with Andy afterwards, and I said, "What do you think?" And he said,
"Yeah."
Well, I got to the end, and I thought, "So what?"
You see, you see what it could have been like,
and then
you see the feedback I could have given you.
But Andy, do you remember the next presentation I did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I then shared with you just before I did it, and it became the most popular presentation ever.
And imagine if you did a brand new presentation, something completely different, outside your comfort zone, and you went to your friends, right? Because you're a little nervous and you're feeling a little uneasy because you're about to do something really big and really new. And you said, "Guys, what do you think?" And the first thing they point out is, "Oh, that's not going to work." Just sucks. So that's why I hung up the phone 8,000 times yesterday until I finally managed to really hang up.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell... we announce the end of the Smashing Security podcast.
And the closing door,
Can everyone who was listening to Smashing Security now listen to Host Unknown instead?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll take on the mantle.
Oh, nice.
So last pass, you can come over to us. We'll take on the same terms, don't worry. Can't guarantee the same quality, but, you know, not a problem there. Oh, dear. Very difficult, Carole. Very difficult indeed. I think...
It's all right. I'm working on it. I'm noodling on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll come up with a solution.
There's a time for bluntness and there's a time for tact. And I trying to understand that when you need one versus the other.
I just think there's a lot of shit in the world right now. It's pretty yucky. And I just think we need to have a bit more sunshine in our bellies. So if we could just be a little nice to everybody.
Guys, I think my internet connection is beginning to give up. I might disappear. I'm not sure.
So that's being positive and, you know, that all that doom and gloom in the world. This is one of the reasons I dropped social media a long time ago. And Jav, in the last 10 days or 7 days, is it, Tom?
He has
uninstalled Twitter from his phone.
Oh, really?
And he is a lot happier. And I think even Tom, you commented how quiet he is. And we pointed out...
I'm worried for him.
Well, he's just got nothing to moan about. You know, he used to get so wound up reading tweets and stuff. It's the reason that I, you know...
We need to get him back on Twitter for Monday in preparation for next week's podcast. Otherwise, it's going to be really dull. let's be honest. Anyway, I think that's time to wrap. So, and that, as in wrap up the show, not actually sing.
Okay, that sounds really good. I got the
lay down a beat.
Yeah. don't try and rap in front of Andy. He'll just tell you that the lyrics don't scan.
Okay, we're not talking about this. This is...
This is now... This is when we didn't talk to Andy late last year. Anyway, so, Andy, thank you very much for rocking up and taking the strain of Jav not being here.
Ever present on my own show, but thank you. You know,
yeah, I'm no glad worries.
You, I'm
no
glad
worries.
You could come along today, Tom.
I know, Andy. I totally know. It's just Graham's son told me how did I like being on his dad's show.
That's cold.
And his dad was the boss. Of course, he's the boss. It's his show.
Oh yeah.
Carol, thank you very much for crashing the party. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
You know, I would come if you invited
always
me.
Always welcome.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Just check my calendar. It'll be on there.
if you need a bit of female perspective on your otherwise very testosterone-y.
I don't think there's that much testosterone on this podcast, to be honest. I've heard it.
Hey, come on. We tick the diversity box, you know. I mean, come on. It's one thing you guys don't do. So
I'm sorry, we've got a Canadian.
We have a man.
Oh dear. Anyway, thank you, Carol. And Graham, thank you, sir, as always.
Cheers.
I hope you make it back onto Carol's podcast next week. Just in I'm not sure you will.
It wouldn't be the same without you two together.
No. Exactly. It might be better. But, so thank you very much, folks.
Stay secure, my friends.
Host Unknown, the podcast, was written, performed, and produced by Andrew Agnes, Javad Malik, and Tom Langford. Copyright 2015, or something like that. Insert legal agreement here as applicable and binding in your country of residence. We thank you.
Now, the key thing here is that you cannot close your browsers.
We know all about it.
We did have an issue last week where Tom just decided to end the show for everyone, midway through recording. And you know when you lose the motivation to start again? So it was probably flat, you know, last week. It was, oh, God, we've already been through this.
Was that last week? That feels like such a long time ago now.
Most weeks.
Ah, that's probably what it was. Oh, dear. Thank you, folks. That was lovely.
No, thank you. I hope it was okay.
Yeah, thank you for this therapy session. It taught me a lot. Even better if.
Even better if, I think, is the phrase of the day.
It needs to have some sincerity, though, doesn't it, Tom?
Hey, if it's said with a plummy English accent, of course it's sincere.
Plummy?